Greetings from the synagogue, Emmanuel. Standard for your life. You're about to listen to a life-changing message by Prophet TB Joshua. We believe that as you listen in faith, your life will never be the same again. Emmanuel.
Oh Lord. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, word of heaven sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the lily was sent.
God with us, the living truth, and world of grace. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Emmanuel. If God is with us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We shall quickly look at the word Jesus has for us. And the title, Broken Home and Reconciliation. Tell your neighbor. Again. Hallelujah. Broken Home and Reconciliation. Let me take you to the book of Isaiah 11. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. Verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Verse 3. His delight is in the fear of the Lord. That is, his joy is in the fear of the Lord. When you now look at verse 6, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. These are the two that one would not expect, is for a wolf to dwell with the lamb. Meaning there are reconciliation. Without the gospel of grace, wolf cannot dwell with lamb. There are things that just don't belong together. Good example of it is wolves and the lamb. There are things that just don't belong together. Light and darkness. There are things that just don't belong together. Lion and deer. Broken home and reconciliation. Let someone say it. Yes. You see those two things, light and darkness, wolf and lamb, lion and deer, they are things that just don't belong together. A son will never call his father's mother dear friend. There are things that just don't belong together. The gospel of God's grace challenges and changes everything. To his power, nothing is impossible. The gospel of God's grace challenges and changes everything. When you take your time to read the book of Mark 11, from verse 25 to 6, Jesus clearly linked faith to forgiveness. The reason forgiveness is so important is that relationship does not involve two perfect people. There is no such thing as a perfect. Tell your neighbor, there is no such thing as a perfect. There is no such thing as a perfect. Those perfect people don't exist in this earth. Tell your neighbor, those perfect people don't exist in this planet. There's no such thing as a perfect. Those perfect people don't exist in this earth. Let someone say broken home and reconciliation. People make mistakes, even if you are a Christian, even if you are a pastor, you are going to make mistakes. Our response to a person who makes mistakes can also be a mistake. Tell your neighbor, our response to a person who make mistake can also be a mistake if care is not taken. Let someone say, broken home and reconciliation. Our concern must be twofold. Not only what we do that is in error, but also how we respond. Tell your neighbor, our concern must be twofold. Not only what we do that is in error, but also how we respond. Yes, not only what we do that is in error, but also how we respond. You know the reason? You need to forgive, and you need to be forgiven. Can you say the reason? Our concern must be twofold. Not only what we do that is in error, but also how we respond, because you need to forgive and you need to be forgiven. Tell your neighbor, you need to forgive and you need to be forgiven.
Draw me close to you, never let me go, never let me go. I lay it all, I lay it all down again to hear you, Lord,
to hear you say that I'm your friend.
You are my desire.
Hallelujah. Amen. Take it again. Our response to a person who make mistake can also be a mistake. Our concern must be twofold. Not only what we do that is in sin, that is in error, but also how we respond. Let me take you to the book of Galatians 6. How we respond, because you need to forgive. You need to be forgiven. Tell your neighbor, I need to forgive. I need to be forgiven. directed to the book of Galatians 6:1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, that is iniquities, you who are spiritual, restore him. Why? Considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. What is he saying here? Simple. The book of Galatians is saying, if you are spiritual and when someone falls, don't rejoice, restore. Tell your neighbor, if you are spiritual, when someone falls, don't rejoice, restore. Let's go to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 8. Above all things, love for one another. Wow. What does this mean? This means love does not discuss sin. Tell your neighbor. You know the meaning of that? Do you know the man is this? He's a drunkard. Hey, he's a drunkard. You mean he's a drunkard?
He's a drunkard.
Hey, he's a drunkard. In fact, I saw him. He's a drunkard. He doesn't sleep at home.
Wow.
He's a drunkard. Because I have no love, he has no love. That is why he's listening. If he has love, he will know that love does not discuss sin. Love does not draw attention to sin. Ah! Hey! You mean it? Listen, he's there! He's a drunkard! He's a foolish, he's this! Love does not draw attention to sin. Let someone say broken home and reconciliation. When you look at what we are saying, you will see that love is far from many of us here. You say you love, but you don't practice love by your action, by your deed, your character. No. Love does not discuss sin or draw attention, because you need to forgive and you need to be forgiven. As I have said, that our response to error, our response to mistake, our response to trouble can also be a mistake. It becomes mistake. Now, when I stand with this man and say, he's a drunkard. I too am a drunkard. I've made a mistake. Our response to a person who make mistake can also be a mistake. Hallelujah. God has written us into an unprecedented and revolutionary story of reconciliation, in which hostility are destroyed and enemies become friends. Parents play with their children and put their hands among them. A generation of vipers shall become a seed of sand. You know what generation of viper, when the Bible says, oh, you unbelieving generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put with you? Bring the boy to me. Generation without faith, without hope. This generation of vipers shall become a seed of sand. Look at the case of Paul. When Paul had persecuted the saint, he joined himself to them. The wolf dwelt with the lamb.
I will proclaim the glory of the risen Lord, who once was slain to reconcile man to God. be. Lord Jesus, the Lamb upon the throne, and I gladly bow the knees to worship you alone. Oh, forever you will be.
Thank you. When Paul, who had persecuted the saints, joined himself to them, the wolf dwelt with the lamb. Let someone say, the wolf dwelt with the lamb. So it means man is a wolf to man. Let someone say, man is a snake to man. Man is a lion to man. The gospel of God's grace challenges and changes everything. The right knowledge of God settles peace. Tell your neighbor. You know, the words of God is preached everywhere, but there are right ones. This is why I say the right knowledge of God settles peace. I hope I've not taken you too far, because there are messages everywhere, and you hear some messages, they don't believe in witches and wizards. May not miracle in the ministry become philosopher. Hallelujah. Because you yourself, you are a miracle. There are many miracles. I can just tell you one out of miracle. You know, you are once a tiny embryo. Look at what you become today. Is that not a miracle?
Serving the Lord, a miracle.
I know, yes, I know. I'm serving the Lord of miracles. I know, yes, I know. I'm serving the Lord of miracles.
To sleep and wake up is a miracle. Yeah. the answer to your prayer is miracle. If you know there is no answer to your prayer, you stop praying. Because you know there is answer to your prayer, that answer is miracle. Looking freely, smile freely, laughing freely, sitting freely is miracle. Tell your neighbor, looking freely, walking freely, sitting freely, laughing freely, dancing freely, shouting freely. Perform miracle. Maybe the measure of your miracle is little. You too, you are a miracle worker. God is using you. Hallelujah. The reason forgiveness is so important, one, is that relationship does not involve two perfect people. Hallelujah. Those perfect people don't exist in this earth. As a Christian, take that. You are living by grace. This is what we mean by the gospel of God's grace. Challenges and changes everything. Those things that just don't belong together. Where today, lion and deer will eat straw. Side by side, wolf and lamb will lie down together. This is the gospel of God's grace. Challenges and changes everything. To his power, nothing is impossible.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Lord, because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, I will worship you. Because of who you are.
Thank you. If you know that the way out for your life has come, let us say your word. I like that. And you know the way out for your business has come. Hallelujah. You know the way out for your marital life has come. The way out for your finances has come. The way out for your career has come. The way out for your future has come. Hallelujah. Above power.
Before the
thank you. Right now, I want you to open your lips and give thanks to God. Right now, open your lips and begin to speak every good word. Jesus loves me, just as he does any of his apostles. By his wounds, I'm healed. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Right now, open your lips and begin to give thanks to God for giving you testimony. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. I declare that you are free today. Be released in the name of Jesus. Be released from that situation. Your situation could be sickness. Your situation could be poverty. Your situation could be barrenness. Be released in the name of Jesus. Be released in the name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me. I confess Jesus is Lord. I trust him with all my heart. Now, if you say you trust Jesus with all your heart, mean you trust him for salvation of your soul. You trust him for your healing. You trust him for your redemption. You trust him for your delivering. You trust him all. Hallelujah!
Thank you for making out time to listen to this life-changing message by Prophet T.B. Joshua. For further inquiry about this message and other ministry products, please log on to our website at www.escworldwide.com or www.emmanuel.tv or www.scoan.org, or you can send us an email on info@escworldwide.com or info@emmanuel.tv or info@scoan.org. For prayer and counseling, please call us on 234-1472-1522 or 234-8080-800-044. Emmanuel, God with us.
Make God's word the standard for your life. 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 Possess the word and store it in your heart. The word is true and it giveth life. He reigns in majesty. He is Emmanuel. He stands victoriously with his crown of glory.